Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you know how much protein you need on a daily basis? Registered dietitian Orla Walsh is with me here. Orla, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right. How much do we need protein-wise with each meal, Orla?
Well, I suppose it depends on your goals, but how much protein we need each day is about 1 to 2 grams per kilo per day. When it comes to protein, you do get extra benefits from spreading it out across the day, because if there's plenty of protein in your meals, it's really good at helping us feel full, stay full, as well as stabilising energy levels.
When you say 1 to 2 grams per kilogram, I presume that's of your body weight rather than the food you're eating, is it?
It is, apologies. Yeah, it's of your body weight. And, you know, it does depend on lots of different factors, and your goals are one of them. But a lot of people find when they bump up the protein and aim for something a little bit higher, that it does help in terms of satiety, so keeping them full throughout the day. But it's also helpful to go for a higher amount of protein when people are trying to lose weight because of that hunger management piece, but also to maintain their muscle mass when they're losing weight.
Yeah. I'm going to a trainer at the moment, Orla, right? And she has my head demented for the last 10 days. So I'm not eating enough protein at all. Basically only in about one meal a day I'm probably eating protein. And I never realised this until she started asking me on a daily basis, what am I eating, and taking a note of it. And like, I'm not taking it in any meal. So now I'm after having this yogurt with about 20 grams of protein in it before I came on air this afternoon. So I'm protein obsessed at the moment, trying to find where I can get it.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be alone. A lot of people eat lots of protein at dinner time, but fall short at breakfast and lunch, and breakfast in particular. And it can be tricky to get enough protein in the breakfast times, but there's lots of protein-rich foods to choose from.
Like what?
Protein yogurts are very helpful. So they tend to be the likes of Greek yogurt, Cork, or Skyr, and they contain more protein per 100 grams. So a standard yogurt would contain maybe 3 to 5 grams of protein per 100 grams, while they provide twice that. And that's why I suppose they've grown in popularity. But milk is a good source of protein. Eggs are a great source of protein. Baked beans, cheese, there's lots to choose from. I think it is important that people have awareness of protein because, for example, a handful of nuts would provide the same amount of protein as a slice of bread. So they're not actually that great of a protein source.
Yeah, like I just think of, you know, your chicken, fish, meat, chickpeas, and I think of that as something I have, you know, for my dinner. But it's lunch and breakfast is very much where I know that I fall short. And it's trying to find those things that you can bring in as breakfast or lunch to work that can be quite difficult.
Yeah, it can be, but it is important to remember that there is protein in starches. There is some protein in vegetables. So although you might have been given targets of getting, just say, 20 to 40 grams of protein at breakfast, lunch and dinner, just remember there is a significant amount of protein coming from those. And they would differ. So, for example, a standard portion of pasta would give 8 grams of protein. So again, what you're trying to do is consider the protein is in those foods, but also bump it up with a richer protein source, but also something that's considered higher quality. And although meat, fish and poultry are super sources of protein, that they contain oodles of protein and in less calories than, for example, getting your protein or trying to meet it through nuts, there are plenty of protein sources, and it's not all about meat and chicken.
Do you sort of forfeit calories for protein sometimes, though, if you're buying the kind of, you know, pre-packaged snack, handy little bites?
Sometimes, but calories come from other things that are also important. To be honest, as a dietitian, I feel that most people eat enough protein in a day. Where people fall short is fiber. And I hope that the conversation starts to move towards that direction. So again, you know, when it comes to protein, getting more breakfast and lunch will really stand to you, because sometimes it helps in terms of what you snack on in the evening time. We know that people with a higher protein breakfast, especially one that's savoury, tend to snack less as the day goes on, and partly because it's just managing hunger. But it's important when we're looking at protein that we're not concentrating on other things that are important, such as fats and fibres and carbohydrates.
So we need to understand our body weight and what we need, do we, before we can start taking all of these protein yogurts and shakes and bars and everything else in the market, Orla?
Not really. I don't weigh that many of my clients. I don't make many of them calorie count or count grams of anything, because I suppose we can, and lots of people can become too obsessed with it. And also when you're looking at it in terms of numbers, it can make nutrition complicated. And if it's complicated and too hard to follow, it's not going to be sustainable. So really what I talk to people about is just what are the rich protein sources and what they like to eat and what they enjoy eating, and then trying to include them into breakfast and lunch. I think micromanaging doesn't help anyone, and it isn't something that is sustainable, although it can be used as an educational tool in the short term. Mm.
What about protein shakes? Where do you stand on them?
I'm fine with them. They can be really helpful. The older we get, the harder it is to stimulate our muscles to grow and repair. And okay. The less fit we are, the harder it is to stimulate our muscles to grow and repair. So I suppose whey protein shakes in particular are needed in older, less fit people rather than the young, fit people who are actually taking them. So I am absolutely fine with protein shakes, but they do differ in terms of quality. For example, plant proteins wouldn't be as good at stimulating the muscles to grow and repair as whey protein would. However, one that is a great choice if you are on an exclusively plant-based diet would be soy protein, because it's such a high quality protein containing all the building blocks that you need to stimulate the muscles.
It might be a stupid question, but is there a difference between protein and whey protein?
Yeah, so protein is found in milk, and 20% of that protein found in milk is whey, 80% is casein. If you open up a yogurt and see watery stuff on top of the yogurt, that's the whey protein. And the casein is usually taken out and they make cheese from that. And the whey protein, they used to take it out and give it and put it into animal feed. But now they realise that they can turn that whey into powder, and it's really good at stimulating muscles to grow and repair. They've started selling it. Now, there are other things in protein powders added, such as vitamins and minerals and sweeteners, but you can get unflavoured protein powders, which some people prefer, especially if they don't like the sweet taste that comes with a lot of the protein powders on the market.
I've tried putting protein powder into porridge and it absolutely does nothing for me at all.
It's absolutely manky, but I have a wheat pudding recipe on my website that you must try. It's one of the few times I've actually added protein powders to something and thought, actually, this enhances it. Usually it does take away. So I get your concerns on that. But you will, if you're eating a big enough bowl of porridge, so 60 grams of oats and making it on milk, that will be providing 20 grams of protein. And if you need more than that at your meal, you could add some cork or skyr and easily hit 30 grams of protein in that bowl. Not an excessive size of porridge at all. I'm sure you'll manage it.
Orla Walsh, registered dietitian. Orla, thanks a million for clarifying a few of those things for us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.